We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, I consider myself officially welcomed, and I thank you very much for doing so. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy, does indeed. Jimbo in for Tara until, of course, 10 o'clock when it's Vince Coakley time. And again, I will be Charlie James, football player. I'll be Charlie James on Monday the 31st, Memorial Day, from 3 to 7 p.m., just dancing around the dial, and it's hard to hit a moving target, as I always tell my creditors. All right. So we'll talk a bit about that jobs report and getting people to go back to work in a minute here. But we were talking earlier about Donald Trump in 2024, and I did not think that he would run. He's sounding more and more like he will run. And I noted the fact that he would probably have to move out of Florida legally, at least, if he ran with Ron DeSantis, which would be a pretty good ticket, by the way. But the texter had asked, would he be a unifier? Specifically, he said, do you see Trump as someone who can unify all factions of the Republican Party, or someone who will make it impossible to unite hardcore Trump supporters with moderate Republicans? He has it in his power to do so. I really believe he could. I'm not sure if he would be inclined to do so or not. He, of course, is already tossing the usual Trumpian brickbats at various individuals. He has the power to do that. He could do it. I don't think he would be inclined to do so. It's just not who he is. He is just not who he is. It's unfortunate. I hope he sees the error of his ways. Quite frankly, he is a person who really ought to be thinking of unifying. He says he will work to bring about Republican majorities in Congress in 2022. I hope he does. He spent far too much time when the Georgia Senate seats were up talking about himself and not about the Georgia Senate seats, and may have actually contributed to the loss of those two seats by discouraging turnout. He could be a unifier. I would hope that he would be a unifier. I would really like to see that. And I would keep in mind, texter says, unify with what? With what would be people who are opposed to the current socialist agenda? That's with what. This is not an exercise in how conservative can I be, how Trumpian can I be. This is not an exercise in how much I can pat myself on the back and smugly help let the Democrats run this country even longer than they would otherwise. This is about winning. Remember that? Winning. And in the primary, if you want to go after somebody, go after them. Go after them. You don't like Lindsey Graham? Don't like Henry McMaster's? Go after them in the primaries. But if you keep this separation issue going into the general election, then the Democrats win. That's not good. That's not good. So, yes, he can be a unifier, and I hope he will be a unifier, but we have got to get in our minds that you go with the best you have, and there is not a rhino out there who is not better than the best Democrat, not a one. There's not a rhino out there who wouldn't be more conservative than, say, a Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who is the most conservative, in quotes, Democratic senator that there is. A texter says the rhinos won't allow unity. Yeah, I think they would. I think they would. I really do. But the bottom line is that Republicans, after the primaries and after whatever battles are fought, and that's fine, I'm all for that, but you've got to unify thereafter. And if people sit back on their smug little butts and declare how wonderfully conservative they are and they're not about to vote for a rhino again, you're just going to give the Democrats greater chances to run this country. It's got to be done. You vote for the best option available. And I cannot name a situation in the country anywhere where even a rhino, as much as I might not prefer that individual, wouldn't be better than the Democrat they're opposed to. Otherwise, you're not about winning at all. You're about patting yourself on the back. That's not what this exercise is all about. So, yes, Donald Trump can be a unifier, and I hope he will be a unifier. He's got that real possibility. Please, if you're going to run, please, Mr. President, do so. Now, as for jobs, hiring was a huge letdown in April, with the non-farm payrolls increasing by much less than expected, 266,000. The unemployment rate rose in April to 6.1% amidst an escalating shortage of available workers. Estimates had been for about 1 million new jobs and an unemployment rate of about 5.8%. Didn't come out anywhere near that. Many economists had been expecting an even higher number amid signs that the economy was roaring back to life. There was at least the hope of that. Didn't prove to be the case. More bad news. March's original estimate total of 916,000 new jobs was revised down to 770,000. February had seen an upward revision, but the new jobs just aren't being created as we need them to be created. In fact, given all the people who were let go and the people who have discovered apparently the lure, the benefits of sitting on their cans and doing nothing, bars and restaurants are offering incentives, signing bonuses, like they were baseball players or something, signing bonuses of up to $2,000 to lure workers back. That's pretty bizarre. Please come back to work. We have got to get away from the notion of unemployment benefits that make sitting on your butt more attractive than working. If that's the case, and it is, then cut the benefits. People, I know decent, hard-working people will work of their own accord because that's what they do and that's how they identify themselves and they want to support their families. But unfortunately, we have a lot of parasites in this country, and the parasites are going to have to drag back to work kicking and screaming. And if that means cutting the benefits, then cut the benefits. It's not that hard to do. Cut the benefits. We are told that some of these people want to return to work, but they want to make sure the job is right for them, so they're taking their time. Let me tell you something. If you need money to pay your bills, the job is right for you, okay? If you need money to pay your bills, the job is right for you. Sitting on your can should not be an option. It's just odd the way we treat people in this country. But that's a real serious problem. But the jobless figures, not good. The new jobs created, not good. 266,000, they were thinking maybe as many as 1 million new jobs, way short of that. They thought the unemployment might be around 5.8%. It was 6.1%. And it's a case of people who simply won't go back to work. Again, that decision must be made for them. Since a lot of these people are not, shall we say, exactly motivated individuals. They are parasites. The cost of being a parasite has got to go up. And the benefits of being a parasite have got to go down. I mean, we're stuck with people who are parasites. We can't just take them out and shoot them. They're there. So we've got to induce them. Come back to work. Now, we could say, please come back to work. Pretty please come back to work. A much better method is to say, get off your dead butts or you can starve. This is language that parasites understand. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. All right. Stay with us. More to come. Jimbo in for Tara today on this Friday morning at 106.3 WORD, now at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, at 101.5 FM in Anderson, everywhere on the Odyssey app. And the time now is 9:15.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And a good Friday morning to you. It is 22 past 9 o'clock at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. We'll be here till Vince Coakley time after the news at 10. Had a caller who didn't want to go on the radio about this, but wanted me to address a story we had mentioned earlier. You may recall that last July, a bunch of Black Lives Matter thugs broke into a gated community and were confronted by Mark and Patricia McCloskey, waving guns, not firing them, waving them in defense of their homes after the property they were on was being trespassed by others. And that led to criminal charges being filed against the McCloskeys by the St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. And the caller was curious where we got the story. This is from court documents as reported by the Washington Examiner and by the website Newsmax. But Gardner is now in trouble, accused of hiding evidence and fabricating facts while prosecuting then-Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. And that is, Greitens, by the way, is now running for election to the Senate seat. Roy Blunt is giving up. He is retiring at the end of his term in 2022. So that was where I got that particular story. Gardner could face suspension or the loss of her law license, and she is, as I say, one of the George Soros-financed left-wing dingbats who have gotten into positions of public authority and is a disgrace to the legal profession. Not that I want to be too hard on her, of course. But anyway, that's that particular story. Thought we would pass that along to you here. A lot of people texting up a storm. This text is really troubling. Maybe this country needs to be run into the ground, Jimbo, to have any chance to survive all of this insanity. Really, so we just sit back, we abdicate, we let the left take over and have complete control of running our schools and our lives and our health care. No, that's a sure way to destroy this country. Letting the country be run into the ground is a terrible idea. No, you fight back. You try to stop. Texter says it's not up to Trump to unify. The rhinos have to decide if they're on the right or left. There's no middle anymore. Well, first of all, you're allowed to have positions anywhere on the ideological spectrum that you want to have. And they do, and they can, and they should. That's what this country is all about, picking the path you want to go. And it is up to the Trump faction and others in the Republican Party, rhinos or whomever, to unify. If you don't, there aren't enough votes out there, folks, unless all factions of the Republican Party unify come November of 2022. There aren't enough people. That's called losing if you don't unify. And I thought Donald Trump was all about winning. Well, you've got to unify. It can be done. I mean, Ted Cruz just had either lunch or dinner with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago after Trump had made one of his typical insulting BS comments about how ugly Cruz's wife was and Cruz's father being allegedly involved in the JFK assassination, some of the typical loose-mouth stuff that Trump, unfortunately, has never been able to curb. But they ate together after that. So, I'll tell you this right now. If you want to win, you're going to have to work with people who do not completely agree with you in order to block the people with whom you completely disagree. It's simple math. There aren't enough people. There aren't enough Republicans out there. You don't have unity, you lose. You don't have unity, the country loses. And that shouldn't be that difficult a concept, really. But apparently for many people it is. You've got to have, sure, fight it out in the primaries. Fight it out. But once you get down to the general election, in virtually every case in this country, you are going to be talking about a Democrat who is more liberal than the most liberal rhino who ever existed. And you better get used to that idea that you either unify or this country perishes. That is not that difficult a concept. And as I say, it is about winning, which is, again, supposedly what we're all supposed to be about, winning, right? We're going to get so tired of winning. Well, then let's see to it that we win. And win doesn't mean that you get to have your way entirely in every single case. Take, for example, the state of Maine. Susan Collins is about as conservative a senator as the state of Maine is prepared to elect. The state of Maine can elect a rhino like Susan Collins, or it can elect a flaming off-the-wall left-wing retard. Those are the choices. A conservative, as we know it in South Carolina, is not going to win a Senate seat in the state of Maine. The best win that you can get is Susan Collins in that state. That wouldn't be true, certainly, in the Carolinas, for example, but it would be up there. Keep in mind what is doable and try to win. That's not asking too much. Let's win to the fullest extent possible. Let's win in all the capacity that implies. Let's win, but let's not sit back in a corner someplace and pout and suck our thumbs and pretend that if we don't have absolute purity with our point of view, then we just won't take part. That's not the way it works. And it is, again, I am quite prepared to vote for someone I don't particularly care for if it'll keep out of office someone I really don't like. I'm quite prepared to do that. And you should be too. If you can't vote for somebody, vote against somebody. It's really not asking too much. It is just not asking too much. I hope that Donald Trump is an active part of the process. I hope that he does, in fact, try to bring about a Republican majority in Congress come 2022. And if he chooses to run again, fine. But again, you cannot do this on a I'm more pure than you are type of approach. I don't think he will. I think he will try for some unity. And that can be done, and it has to be done. Otherwise, the conservative viewpoint in any way, shape, or form loses. Again, I hope that a little dose of reality isn't too much. Jim Bohannon in for Tara at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. We will continue to talk, and we've got more to come, so stay with us. The time now is 9:29.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And a good morning, all. Thank you for joining us today as we sit on 24 minutes before 10 o'clock, Vince Coakley time after the news at 10. Looking at the aftermath of the Derek Chauvin verdict, there's a disturbing trend to be noted in that aftermath. A second expert witness, Dr. David Fowler, the internationally renowned forensic pathologist who served for years as Maryland's chief medical examiner. Dr. David Fowler is now being subjected to harassment and defamation for having had the temerity to testify in the Chauvin defense case. The Maryland Attorney General has announced an investigation of 17 years worth of Dr. Fowler's cause of death reports for in-custody cases. The state government was pressured to take action against Fowler by a letter signed by 431 doctors. That effort was led by one Roger Mitchell, a former medical examiner and a deputy to Muriel Bowser, the ultra-left-wing dingbat mayor of Washington, D.C. The complaints against Fowler are based on distortions of what he said during that trial. He did not, as the Baltimore Sun reported, claim that Chauvin bore no responsibility for George Floyd's death. He didn't say that, nor did he say, as the New York Post reported, that the cause of Floyd's death was merely his inhalation of exhaust fumes in combination with other medical problems. Fowler testified that Floyd's death resulted from an array of causes, which included the police restraint tactics, Floyd's cardiac problems, and a bunch of other reasons as well. So witnesses are being harassed and attacked, which says a lot about just exactly what will happen in future such cases. It is intimidation of future witnesses, and it's a pretty bad idea. In cross-examination of Fowler and in some of their comments in summation, prosecutors distorted his testimony about the carbon monoxide inhalation. Fowler was explicit that he was not claiming Floyd died from inhaling exhaust fumes. To the contrary, he said that because of Floyd's medical issues and the police restraint, anything could have reduced his capacity to oxygenate the blood flowing to his brain. That should have been a non-controversial observation. However, prosecutors got really upset by that testimony. Dr. Fowler is a very impressive and accomplished forensic pathologist. The state of Maryland was happy to have him for 17 years. There's no reason to believe that he ever gave anything other than honest testimony. And not that this should matter. Witnesses are supposed to answer questions truthfully and let the chips fall where they may. But Fowler's testimony hardly precluded Chauvin's guilt. So, in the rush to a lynching justice, future witnesses in cases like this are already being intimidated. The message is quite clear. Vandals recently smeared pig's blood on the former home of Barry Broad, the former federal and state law enforcement officer who testified as a use of force expert in Chauvin's defense case. They left a severed pig's head behind. Now, the fact that Barry Broad had not lived that particular residence for years doesn't alter the obvious that the sickening display was intended as retribution for his testimony. So, we're at the point now where intimidation of witnesses in future cases is coming along. And this is a bad sign for justice in America. Just how far down this road we go, I don't know. We've already gone further down this road than I ever thought that we would. And let's not forget the overwhelming prejudicial publicity that occurred in the Chauvin case, the court decision not to move the case out of Hennepin County and grant a change of venue, the decision by Minneapolis to announce in the middle of jury selection a record $27 million civil settlement for the Floyd family, this in the municipality responsible for ensuring that Chauvin got a fair trial. These, of course, are bases for an appeal that's already been filed. It doesn't even count an appeal that could be filed based on the one juror who lied when being questioned as a witness, who lied on whether or not he attended a Black Lives Matter rally. Did he have every right to attend such a rally? Yes, indeed. Does he have every right to serve on a jury? Yes, indeed. Does he have a right to do both? No, indeed. This is setting a dangerous precedent. In future cases like this, you know, forget the threat in some cases carried out of burning down city centers and the like. Just individual retribution against people, their careers, leaving severed pigs' heads at their home or what people thought was an individual's home. This is justice in America as we are now pointing towards. Doesn't have to be that way, but that's the way it's going at the time. And we go down that road at our own peril. At our own peril. And again, I would hope that at some point those in charge of the wheels of justice would do what they can to stop kowtowing to a mob. Again, mobs do not ever create justice. Mobs can sometimes inadvertently be correct, not always, such as in the case of Michael Brown, who never uttered the words, hands up, don't shoot. But the fact that sometimes a mob can be correct is accidental justice. Mobs are not the group that should be deciding what is justice in this country. Juries, supposedly unbiased, fair, impartial juries, are the body that is supposed to be offering us some semblance of justice in this country. It's just, again, in the entire furor over the case, what happened to Barry Broad and to Dr. David Fowler has not been adequately reported, and it needs to be. Now, this is the kind of thing that, once it gets rolling, can only rebound to see to it that, in fact, we are reduced to a lynch mob mentality. That's not the way justice is supposed to be handed out in this country. So I hope you'll remember those names, through all of the confusion, weltering of names that came out of the Derek Chauvin case. Barry Broad and Dr. Franklin Fowler. Two people who faced severe intimidation after the fact. Obviously, after the fact is not going to affect their testimony in the Chauvin case, but it'll affect their testimony in other such cases, and they are both people who are likely to be called on in such future cases, and it'll affect the testimony of others in future cases. This is a dangerous step, and we need to be aware of it, and we need to warn against it. Because, let's face it, any of us might wind up someday facing what is justice in this country. We would like to see it happen, if it must happen, in a fair manner. 1063 WORD is now at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca at 101.5 FM in Anderson. Everywhere on the Odyssey app, and the time now is 15 before 10 o'clock. Good morning. Friday morning, the 7th of May, Sunday, of course, the 9th, is Mother's Day, or Birthing Person's Day, as an earlier texter noted. Maybe you have to wait for Hallmark to issue a card for Birthing Person Day, I don't know. In any event, it is a special day. Moms are special people. Mothers are special people. Birthing persons, well, you can hold your own celebration. But I'm wondering how you are are celebrating with your mom. It's been kind of a weird year, of course. First thing to keep in mind, moms are very perishable. Mine is long gone, regrettably. And yes, I look back and think of all the times that I might have spent with her, which didn't happen. All right, you can't change what did happen. And unfortunately, some of the time I spent with her was time she didn't even know that it was me. I spent a fair amount of time with her in her days of dementia, when to the extent that she was aware of my presence, I think she thought I was her brother. And in fact, the women I had looking after her before she went into the nursing home, they bought her a doll, which she thought was me. One thing I remember about that last time with my mother, I was visiting her back in Missouri, and I was tired after the trip, and I sat down. I'm on the sofa, and I'm watching some television, and my mother comes in, and she plops this doll down right between me and the TV set, because, as she put it, Jimmy wants to watch TV too. And it was a great temptation on my part to just simply say, Jimmy is sitting over here, and let's get that doll out of the way. Fortunately, I had the common sense simply to shift on the sofa so that Jimmy and I could both watch the TV. Moms are precious and moms are perishable. Sometimes, of course, the mom goes away before they physically die. Mine went away several years before she died. Do something special for your mom this Sunday. A dinner, of course, that's traditional, and that's fine. Or a corsage, something of that nature. That's good stuff. But what I believe that moms mostly want is your presence, your time. Not your presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, but your presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. You around, which is what, unfortunately, too many people are reluctant to give. But they've given you, for the fortunate of us, everything. I know that some have had moms who weren't all that good, but most of us, I think, were blessed with very special moms. I know I certainly was. And that's one of my major regrets in life, that at an earlier time when I was so busy pursuing my career, I had more important things to do. And that's a regret. In retrospect, I should have spent more time with the woman who made it all possible. And so if yours is still alive and still aware of who you are, don't waste the moment. Don't waste the time. Make Sunday a special Mother's Day, May the 9th. Just a thought, a little musing on my part. Every year at Mother's Day, I think about mine. She's been gone now, well, let's see, 18 years. And I think about her a fair amount of time. Good, hardworking person, a very caring person, and better than I deserved, I'm sure. So just something for you to keep in mind. One other news note from Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who says that cartel members are now renting children in distressed countries in Central America, renting children to bring them to the U.S. border, helping to fuel this humanitarian health and national security crisis. More and more young males arriving with kids. Are they all the fathers? I don't think so. Has anybody checked? No, nobody's checked. When those kids are DNA tested against those males, many of those males are not related to those kids. As Cruz put it, what the cartels are doing is they understand the weakness and the loopholes in the Biden administration policies, and if a young adult male, possibly a criminal, possibly a gang member, if they want to come into the country, all they have to do is have a kid. Any kid will do. Any kid will do. Renting kids, renting babies, renting little children. Think about that. That is pretty bizarre. Cruz went on to say that many of these kids are then physically abused or sexually abused. They are seeing the kids then coming multiple times with multiple different adults apparently the kids are sort of possessed of rentable parents, if you will. None of them actually related to the child, but hey, any kid will do when it's a free ticket into the country that you're trying to get. And Ted Cruz added this that I think cannot be overemphasized, and that is that there is nothing humane about what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are doing at the border. They are subjecting kids to horrible abuse. They're endangering their lives in a pandemic by keeping them locked up in cages right on top of each other, and then they're releasing illegals in the country, which are tested positive for COVID at a rate 7 times higher than the U.S. population. He might amend that to not talk about what Kamala Harris is doing at the border, because she hasn't managed to make it to the border just yet. Anyway, it's been fun having a chance to chat with you folks, and I thank you very much for tuning in today to 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And we, of course, have more to come from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy 24/7 News Center. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, after the news, Vince Coakley time right here at 106.3 WORD. Jimbo for Tara. And thanks again, folks. Time now 3 minutes before 10.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.